Okay, so I want to finish off what we were learning yesterday about the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Zichru boreichim v'abitul nafshoseichim. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah that we saw in the Loshon of the Rambam. Aber oime zchirus haboire levad kva v'koichi la'avi lidei. The day tshuva min midas v'deus ros. Just remembering a Kodesh Baruch is enough already, has the power already to bring a person to the tshuva from midas v'deus ros. The lashon of the Bayayna is kamosha kosum v'Bayayna v'tchilas hashasheni ki tiskes borecha v'hayelecha zichrei l'meishiv nefesh v'darche toldes gush afa. That's it. Just remember there's a Rabbani Shalom. Remember there's a Boyer Olam. Umavur b'zeh sheyesh kvar b'neshama kol midat toivu umale yofu. You already have all the good midas and all the wonderful milas already. The problem is we forget to live the chay neshama. In your neshama you have everything good and perfect. Wow, but it doesn't feel like that. No, because you're not living in a shamadik life. We're living very involved in our goofs. If you suddenly remember your boira, everything you need is already there. Amnam vada yesh bze madrega zula mali mizu. For sure, there's levels above levels above levels. Vada. Moshe Kosov Reini, Aben Ezra, im lo teides napshecha ech teides elokech. If you don't know your own spiritual dimension, how are you going to know your creator? If you think a piece of steak, so how are you going to relate to Hashem? You have to first know who you are. Vizu is boin in a samuka. It's a deep, deep introspection. That's the beginning of the journey to start recognizing a Kodesh Baruch Hu as much as a person can recognize. But through your own inner reality. Okay, that's the words. Rosh Hashanah is Sarei Yemei Tshuva. You have to be Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Rambam Mufuresh, that's what the Shofar is telling you to do. You tshuva. But we don't have any of the Dacha tshuva. We don't have Bidu and Charot and Aziv Sachet. You're not allowed to do that on Rosh Hashanah. Rak le tshuva michet, no. For tshuva michet, you need all the Dacha tshuva. Aval lo le tshuva la habita le nafshoseichet. But to get in touch with reality, you don't need the four avoiders of tshuva. To get back in touch with reality, thank you very much. We remember Michai Haguf. Deus v'midas rols v'lichyot chay neshomas v'nisadeg al Hashem. וזה נכתב לחיים בואו פני מלך עד כאן תויכן דבורב אבגוין רמושי שמיר שפוירו זכה צריך לברום. Fun. So that's the assertion, those are the principles. Principles are there's two darchei tshuva. There's tshuva michet, that's vidoi, chirota, kebola lahabo, aziva sachet. That's the darchei tshuva, that's for tshuva michet. Which a person has to do. You get a chance to do it in Slichas every day now before Rosh Hashanah. But the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is a different tshuva completely. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is remember that there's a creator, remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember you're a neshama, remember why you're here. Reality check, that's what I call it. It's a fancy word. Whenever we have a neshama, so now I'm going to go and look at my neshama. No, we know that we're not just a piece of steak twitching. But no, there's something inside of us that's more refined. We have yearnings, we have desires for greatness, we have yearnings, desires for connection, for avoida. Rosh Hashanah is the time to solidify that. Mamash, get in touch with reality. Then you can be Mamlich Hashem. How do you Mamlich Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, which is the commits of Rosh Hashanah, if you're not Zichre Levarechem? You forgot there's Hashem. We don't serve Hashem, we serve ourselves. I'll show you now what I mean. All of us. We have to be honest with ourselves. A lot of what we do is because it's good for me. In avoidance Hashem, I'm talking about. I'm talking about, the avoiders. I'm talking about in avoidance Hashem. I'll show you what I mean. Mishu shemivin et achet ha'ego, k'tzat, understand what I'm talking about. I'll show you what I mean. But that's the board. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Two things, zichre berecho, v'habit, v'nafsho seichu. Of course, in those two phrases is an enormous kind of avoidance. I'll tell you two stories that I heard. One I heard long, long time ago, the other one I heard not so long ago, and I put the two together. Two unrelated stories, but you see them are odd more connected. The story that Rav Miller tells in Gate said, there were missionaries stobbing around. You meet them, yeah, also, they're everywhere in Israel, they're all over the place. Missionaries trying to save some souls. They came to Gate said, and they came to the Yeshiva Katana. You have some idea of what I'm talking about. The Yeshiva Katana Gate said, the boys were having a lot of fun with you. Yeshiva Katana kid, Baruch, And these missionaries, and they're ripping them apart. They're taking them apart. And the Ganser kids are having unbelievable, much more geschmack than sitting in the best midrash, learning. He's down on the street, eating some missionaries alive. And with some psukim, and they're this, and they're going to have a Ganser business. One of the kids, a young kid, Yeshiva Katana kid, 13, 14, older than this kid, said something which is genius. It must have been a very bright kid. He said to the missionary, I'll tell you what, you serve Hashem your way, and I'll serve Hashem his way. You serve Hashem your way, and I'll serve Hashem his way. That's the foundation, the sort of kulutayrukum. And there lies the mistake of the Cheta Eagle. And there lies the mistake of Robin Ben Navat. It's all there. All the false religions in Yiddishkeit. I'm not talking about out of Yiddishkeit. Christianity, Babush, which also started in Yiddishkeit. Christianity was a very Jewish thing, started by Jews, and was a very, it was hard to see the difference between Yiddishkeit and Christianity in the early days. All the false Yiddish kites that we have today, of all, they're all based on this Yitzchak. We're all serving Hashem my way, not his way. Where does that come from? So we spoke about it in the Sefer we were learning last week. Last month, was what's called the Yitzroi Daraya. The Yitzroi Davodazora. Everybody has an emotional drive to serve something, to connect to something higher. It's built into the system. We all want to be, you can destroy it, you can cover it up so far that you can forget about it. But most people have some yearning for Luchnia, some yearning for something, to worship something. But we also have a yearning to feel good. I want to feel good. Everybody here don't want to feel good. I don't want to feel good, I like feeling bad. No, people want to feel good. So if it makes me feel good, then I'll do it. And if it doesn't make me feel good, it can't be the right thing for me. That's the opposite of Judaism. The opposite of Yiddishkeit. You're not in the world to feel good. You're in the world to serve Hashem. And not everything about serving Hashem necessarily is going to make you feel good. And not everything that makes you feel good is necessarily going to have anything to do with truth. There are many things in the world that make you feel good that are fantasies, that are nothing, that are shekel gomel. If your criteria for good and bad is what makes me feel good, you missed the plot legamre. Not everything we do in serving Hashem is always going to make you feel good. If serving Hashem always made you feel good, and not serving Hashem always made you feel bad, you'll never hear anymore, correct? That's the way the world's built. That's the way the world's built. And that's why you get all these new different things or whatever where, I just don't get the slichus. Slichus is dry. I need law. I don't get it. It's a dogma. It's a moshel. So therefore, we make all new slichus that make me feel good. It's not the slichus that's making you feel good. You'd have the same feeling if you're doing that in July or in March. Because it's the music and it's the event that's making you feel good. Nothing to do with serving Hashem. But we have this Yitzhak Davod Azorah. I have to serve Hashem. So I serve Hashem. How? My way. You're not serving Hashem, you're serving yourself. That's why the Christians, their figure is a human being. Because that's what it's saying. You're serving yourself. But within Yiddishkeit today, we have a lot of this. And I don't blame anybody. I'm not criticizing anybody. No one's ever been taught this. We think the world's about me feeling good. If it makes me feel good, I do it. Doesn't make me feel good, I don't do it. You missed the plot, Legamre. Legamre. That's a Chet HaEgel. That was the Chet HaEgel. Very interesting. What was wrong with the Chet HaEgel? I'll have a bit of coffee here and feed my goof. Think about what was wrong with the Chet HaEgel, and then we'll see what the Pasuk says.
It wasn't commanded.
Putting an intermediary on the
putting an intermediary to them. About the Zorah. Sacrilege. Right. Sacrilege. No. Lack of Imunah. Yeah. All these things. Horrific. The worst thing you could do. You just said Nas of Anishma. And the next day you're dancing on the golden calf thing. That's my God. What happened here? Terrible. If I was writing the Pasuk, I would have said, and you served the golden calf, and that was despicable and disgusting, and you low laughs. What does the Pasuk say? You said it. I said, Lord Tzivisi. You're not just wrong with the Gechet Egel. I didn't command it. What do you mean you didn't command it? You commanded not to. What do you mean you didn't command it? And if you did command it, then it would have been fine. It's a bit mild, no? The only thing you can find wrong with the Chet HaEgel is just that I wasn't such an asking to do because I didn't think you could do it, so why are you doing it? Kids busy painting the walls with black tar. Yeah, kids like that. Or they like playing this game, they drop the Coke bottle on the floor, then it spins around spraying like that. You ever had that done in your house? The kids enjoy doing that. You probably did it as well once in your life. The father comes home and says, what are you doing? I never told you to do that. That's what's wrong with the Chet HaEgel. I never told you to do that. Okay, so it's a long share, I don't want to get into it. The mice, it's a kuzari. The mice, it's a shtickle kuzari, where the king of the Khoisan said to the Yudah Nossi, how did the Jews serve the Chet HaEgel? They stood on Hasina. He discovered the truth of man. And he wants to convert me. He doesn't understand. You can see Hashem on Hasina. And then the next day, you worship the golden calf. What happened? So he said to him, the Chochem, he said to him, I don't know what your problem is. You ever been to the Beis Hamikdash? You went to the Mishkan? They were krubim there. What's the problem? They krubim Chet HaEgel. What's the problem? I don't get your problem. So we don't understand, but the one thing is clear from the Pasuk. I'm not going into this now, because the whole guns are sheer. Shelo Tzivisi. Our avoida is to do Masha Tzivisi. Ah, you don't feel good about it? You said Nasev Nishma. Nasev Nishma says, I'll do what Hashem tells me what to do. Nishma, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it comes. That comes later. We didn't say Nishma Vanase. Let me first check it out, see if it's good for me, see if I want to, see if I understand it. Then I'll do it. That's all we said. We got the secret of the Malachim right. You first do it. Because you serve Hashem your way, and I'll serve Hashem his way. Nishma Vanase is, I'm serving Hashem my way. Because I have to check it out then. I need to know what's going on. You have to explain it to me before I decide whether I want to do it or not. The genuine service is Nasev and Ishma. I'm serving Hashem on his terms, not mine. That's a way to Hashem. The truth of the matter is, if you do it, you will feel good. Not always, and not all the time, but ultimately you will. You will. Doing the right thing does lead to Simcha Sachaim and does lead to a feeling of simple. You do feel good, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it to feel good. I'm doing it because that's what God told me to do. That's the Imunah you were talking about. So I'll tell you another quick story and then we'll end up. But I'm not telling you the story if you don't promise me that you're going to think about it afterward. The story you have to think about, okay? You really have to think about the story. And it ties into the story with the kid in Gateshead. It's an old story, whatever. It's true, it's not true. But the mice is a mice. I've heard it in different forms, different stories. It's an Eliyahu Hanavi story. So it's, you know, do what you want with it. The lesson is a very powerful lesson. And that's the lesson of Rosh Hashanah. You mamlichim Hashem. What does that mean? Well, now you're the king. You'll do what I want you to do. Well, no, now you're the king. I'm the subject. Just tell me what to do. I'm yours. I don't have panasa problems. I don't have health problems. I don't have shidduch problems. You know why? Because I live in the palace. And when you live in the palace with the king, and the king's the king, he's taking care of all your problems. You don't have any problems. You mamlich Hashem. So Hashem's now in charge of the world. He's running my world. He's in charge. He's now on top of me. So there's two things that happen here. I have to do what he says. And he'll do whatever he needs to do as a faithful, loyal king. That's mamlich Hashem. Zichrei b'erecho. Remember that we're coronating who? The King of Kings. Who's coronated the King of Kings? Who's allowed to coronate the King of Kings? You have to be a king. Only a king can coronate the King of Kings. Because he's the King of Kings. That means he's the king of me. I'm a king. If I'm not a king, I can't coronate the King of Kings. Goyim can't coronate the King of Kings. We may let them sit in the stands and watch the event. I'm happy if they come and watch. You go to London and you watch the funeral. We won't let you participate. Because you're not a king. You have to be king first. And then you give your crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Zichrei Berechon. That's the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. There was a Yid. He had this Yitzrei Davodah Zorah. Positive. And he wanted to have a meeting with Eliyahu Hanavi. Everybody wants to meet Eliyahu Hanavi. He was yearning for him. You see in the Gemara, there were great people that were zeichet to Eliyahu. So he went to his Rebbe and he said, my biggest desire in the world is to have a Gilui Eliyahu. I'm telling you, you have to think about the story, okay? If you don't want to think about the story, don't stay. So the Rebbe said, listen, to have a Gilui Eliyahu is not for everybody. It's hard work. It's mamish. It's gut-wrenching, blood-shedding work. This is tough stuff. This is not running a 100-kilometer marathon you have to train for. This is the real thing. No, I'm ready. I want whatever. Just tell me what I do. So he tells him. He gives him the regimen. Has to learn so many hours a day. And he has to daven. And he has to get a mikvah so many times. And he has to do this. And he has to do that. 40 days. 40 days each day, a different thing and a different thing. Well, I'm going to cut the long story short. On the 40th day, you have to be in the Beis Midrash the whole day. Tells him what to learn, what to do, what to concentrate on. Requires enormous mental and physical effort. And at midnight, you have to be alone. Because now they're not going to come to you if there's other people around. So the Beis Midrash has to be empty. You have to hope that the Beis Midrash is empty. And then at midnight, if you've done everything I've told you to do without any mistake, everything has to be perfectly in place. Then, if you're Zoicha, you'll have a Gilui Eliyahu. Gewaldig. So he starts, day one, day two. There's a Kashemot. Kashemot, but he wants to see Eliyahu. He's attracted to see Eliyahu. Got to see Eliyahu. Eventually gets to day 40. He's in the Beis Midrash the whole day or whatever. Now it's an hour to midnight. And the Beis Midrash is still quite full. He's starting to get a bit nervous. Looks outside, it's snowing outside, there's a blizzard, it's freezing cold. No one's in a big hurry to leave the Beis Midrash when there's a blizzard outside. Half an hour, some people have left, still, but there's still a few people around. He's grinding his teeth, his mamish doesn't know. It's 40 days, he's been mamish killing himself for this moment. These people aren't here. Anyway, 10 minutes before, everybody gets up and leaves. 10 minutes before one, he's seeing the Beis Midrash his own. Sitting there anticipating, waiting for the mamish. Imagine. So excited, this is the moment. And he thinks, you know what? It's very cold outside. Maybe someone will want to come inside. He gets up and he locks the door. Just there shouldn't be any interruption. Just give me the Yahweh alone. Half a minute to midnight, there's a knock on the door. And he looks and there's an old Yid standing by the door. It's cold outside. There's a Yid standing at the door. But 40 days I've been waiting for Eliyahu Hanavi. I have to be alone. I can't be loyal. Hashem will understand. Eliyahu Hanavi. He doesn't open the door. And he waits, and he waits, and he waits, and he waits. Night comes. Goes back to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. I did everything you told me, and there was no Eliyahu. He said, half a minute before midnight, no one knocked on the door. That was Eliyahu. But think about the story based on what we spoke about today. You serve Hashem your way, and I'll serve Hashem his way. You want to give me Eliyahu? Okay. Who are you serving? Kosh Bocha wants you to let an old Yiddu standing outside in the blizzard storm in, or you want you to have a Gile Eliyahu? You want a Gile Eliyahu? Well, it make me feel great. I worked hard for it, make me feel good. Nothing wrong with that. But there's a mitzvah after Recha Kamoicha. That's more important than Gile. Who are you serving? Yourself or Kosh Bocha? You got to think about the story and the Kidian Gate said, and you'll understand, Ulai, what the Moshe Shmuel Shapiro is telling us here about the Rambam, what the Rambam's telling us about the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. It's not a Tshuva Shel Chet that you have to do before Rosh Hashanah and after Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you have to be Mamlich, the King of Kings. And you first need to know who you are. You're not a goof, you're a neshama. The goof is the vehicle, it's your car, it's the horse that takes you through this world. You have to look after it, you have to take care of it. But you're a neshama. You become that by remembering that there's a Rabbi Shalom in the world. There's an infinite, all-powering being who loves us, who cares for us, who only wants what's best for us. But at the end of the day, we are body. We have to serve him. Serve means I do what he wants, not what makes me feel good. And you speak to people that are having problems with Yiddishkeit, and it's always this Nakuda. Always this Nakuda. What they're doing makes them feel good, and the Yiddishkeit doesn't make them feel good. Always, always, go talk to them. Yeah, it could be this one had a horrible time with his Rebbe. It's a 10% that everyone's having stories. But at the end of the day, what's driving him is I want to feel good. I'm doing it in my avoid. I'm not doing it with somebody who doesn't want to serve Hashem bichlal. I'm talking to you. I'm talking about people that are serving Hashem in the not, in false ways, fantasy ways. It's all about wanting to feel good. And if I don't feel good, well, then that's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit's meant to make you feel good. No, Yiddishkeit doesn't owe you anything. You are here to serve Hashem. If it makes you feel good, gewaldig. And if it doesn't, gam gewaldig. Questions, comments, yeah, but.
But you have to feel gewaldig. It's kind of a yeah, but.
You didn't just yeah, but, and then I'll get to you.
What about Rav Noah saying we're here for pleasure? What about being in touch with our simcha levels?
100%. 100%.
How does that? That seems like it's true. So what am I misunderstanding? Because if I'm gonna do not only to feel good, what Hashem wants, but I'm not holding there, and it's just gonna make me miserable, and I'm not being in touch with my simcha levels. And I'm certainly not, you said eventually, right, you get the pleasure of doing it if someone wants.
You'll only be besimcha if you're doing what Hashem wants. There's no other way to attain genuine simcha. You see, we're going to be learning a bit of Shabbat, Musa, Shem Yehudi. We started off saying that the biggest problem we're suffering from is a lack of simcha v'tuv leivo. So if you're not feeling good, that's not a reason to be miserable. I'm doing something that doesn't make me feel good. I don't feel the spiritual connection and this enlightenment and the light shining out of the wall. I don't feel that when I'm sitting on the floor in Tisha B'Av saying Kinnis. And so what? You still have to say Kinnis. If you put the preparation in, you put the work in, you inject the Shom into what you're doing, Zichrei, Abit and Avshoseichem, you will feel simple and you will feel good doing it. Maybe not immediately. No one ever picked up a piece of Gemara and started learning Gemara for the first time and was like, wow, this is such a wow. This is too much honey for me. You have to work in it. You have to invest in it. We need Bechir at the end of the day, like I said. Hashem created the world for our pleasure. But you have to earn the pleasure. Sometimes earning the pleasure is not always that Kishma. And if you're only going to go after what makes you feel good, you're eventually going to come to Avodah Zorah at some place. Maybe not officially Avodah Zorah, but you're going to come to false ideologies, guaranteed. There are a lot of things out there that make you feel good that are nothing. Nothing. You can sit in a movie and feel good. There's something there that has anything to do with MS. The whole thing's not even real. It's just a light shining on the wall. and you're sweating and you, yeah, that's another problem, but you're sweating and you're excited and you're on the edge of your chair for what? To shine a torch there, and the whole thing, you can save the hero by just shining a torch on the wall. It's fantasy. It's nothing, but it makes you feel good, or it doesn't make you feel good. 10 minutes afterwards, you feel out again. You say that, you have to leave the theater. That's why they have movies the whole day for some people. Besada. But feeling good is not the criteria of MS. MS is MS, even if it doesn't make you feel good. Nisaleg al Hashem. Yeah, Nisaleg al Hashem. I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. That's the greatest pleasure. But if I have to do what Hashem tells me that I don't feel good, that's an excuse not to do it. What do you want to ask? Being the simcha has nothing to do with feeling good.
What is this?
When you're watching a movie, not you, but people that nobody here would do such a thing. You're watching a movie, you feel good. That's called simcha. I'm asking you. That you feel great. You're great. You're watching Messi playing in Haifa, yeah? I've got kids at home, so I know about these things.
I just heard about it.
Yeah, they're watching Messi, it's an enormous enjoyable thing. Tamimli. Yeah? It's called Simcha? Or no, that's just called feeling good. That's called temporary nerve ending stimulation.
Yeah.
We're talking about genuine Simcha. We're gonna learn about what Simcha really is.
That's the same as the
temporary
nerve.
What's the definition?
Oh, good. That's why we're learning the safer now. That's what we're going to go through. Huh? Sorry? Tainu Gamiti. What's it? We're going to be learning. We're busy. We're going to be going back to Pirkei Machshava Mit Hashem tomorrow. That's the journey we're on. You have to understand. Maze Simcha Amiti. I don't know. We don't have a definition of the two terms. I'll tell you if they're the same thing or not. That's what we're going to be learning about. We're going to be going slowly, slowly, and building a definition of our terms to know what we're talking about. Tainug Amiti. Tainug Amiti ultimately is an olam haba. At Yar as well, yes. Lisan Egal Hashem is here. L'chaim lo yisviziv shchinoso is there. I just told you, the Maseilas Yesharim, who you quoted, says that the person is only created for two things. Nisan Egal Hashem, L'hanos Viziv Shchinos. Nisan Egal Hashem is Yah. L'hanos Viziv Shchinos is there. You can only do that if your Zichra is Boirecha V'habit V'nafshu Seichem. The goof has no interest in Nisan Egal Hashem. That only the Neshama can be Nisan Egal Hashem. So you have to first be a Neshama. You have to be living with your Neshama. Not living with your goof. This I'm gonna shit in your goof, you can't do. That's not final, that's lust. Now you might feel very good fulfilling your lust. There's nothing to do with simcha tainu. 100%. That's what we're busy with. That's what we're busy playing with. Okay, but I'm not gonna give it to you. You have to build it. You always have to define your terms. You're a London. First thing you have to do is define your terms. Is he brave, foolhardy, or a reckless idiot? I don't know. Define your terms. Is he an educator, a brainwasher, or a persuader? I don't know. Define your terms and check it out.